From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syrian activists say airstrikes targeted two opposition-held towns in northwest Syria Tuesday, killing more than 40 civilians. The strikes come amid fighting launched by rebels in the coastal province Latakia, as well as a struggle for control of the northern city Aleppo. In Geneva, the main opposition group pulled back from UN-facilitated talks with Damascus on the country's political transition following 5 years of conflict. Salim Meslid is a spokesman for the High Negotiations Committee.
I believe we made the right decision now, because what's going on there on the ground, it's really, what we're having for the last few days is really a great deal of a pressure from inside Syria because of the crimes that Assad is committing there.
And opposition chief coordinator Riyad Hijab urged the 17-nation international Syria support group to intervene. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar failed to return to the capital Juba for a second day Tuesday, saying the government did not provide flight clearance for a plane carrying his top general. Machar's arrival is part of a peace deal signed last August to end 2.5 years of civil war. U.S. spokesman John Kirby expressed Washington's disappointment.
His failure to go to Juba, despite efforts from the international community, places the people of South Sudan at risk of further conflict and suffering, and undermines the peace agreement's reform pillars, which are demilitarizing South Sudan, injecting transparency of public finances, and pursuing justice and reconciliation, all of which offer South Sudan a chance for renewal.
A government spokesman said one of Machar's generals was trying to bring more soldiers than agreed to in, as well as weapons, charges a rebel spokesman has denied. This is VOA News. Billionaire businessman Donald Trump and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton emerged as the big winners in Tuesday's New York presidential primary election. Trump later thanked his supporters.
This has been an incredible evening. It's been an incredible day and week. We went all over New York State. New York State has problems like virtually every other state in the union.
He predicted he would be the nominee at the July Republican Party convention. Clinton, meanwhile, maintains a wide delegate lead over her lone rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, for her Democratic Party's nomination. The next election races are Tuesday in 5 eastern states: Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Delaware, and Maryland. Hundreds of millions in emergency aid and rescue workers from all over the world are pouring into Ecuador as the death toll from Saturday's powerful earthquake now reached 480. Some 1,700 are still listed as missing. More than 2,500 have been injured. Rescuers are using heavy equipment and dogs, while neighbors resort to bare hands to dig through the collapsed homes and stores, straining to listen for buried survivors. Among the fortunate ones to be rescued, Pablo Cordova, who said his wife thought he was joking at first when he said he was alive. Saturday's 7.8 magnitude quake felt across the entire country. Coastal areas were especially hard hit. Relief workers are struggling to provide emergency aid to thousands of people forced to evacuate their homes after 2 deadly earthquakes that struck southern Japan last week. Many of the 100,000 evacuees on the island of Kyushu are huddled in makeshift shelters amid a serious lack of food and water. The top UN official in Somalia told the Security Council Tuesday progress is being made in the country's 2016 electoral process. Michael Keating said Somali leaders from all federal member states and interim regional administrations have reached agreement on the electoral model to be used. He said the process this year will be different from the one held in 2012.
The Electoral College will be 100 times larger. There will be a genuine choice of candidates. Voting will take place not just in Mogadishu, but in each of the capitals or seats of government of the existing and emerging federal member states.
The country, dealing with a jihadist insurgency, is trying to form its first functional central government since 1991. Members of Yemen's warring factions have said they plan to arrive Wednesday in Kuwait for UN-sponsored peace talks that were to have started Monday. Meanwhile, military sources on the ground are quoted as saying at least 13 were killed in fighting across the country. Media rights group Reporters Without Borders says there's been a deep and disturbing decline in respect for media freedom at all levels worldwide. The group said in its annual report released Wednesday, the world is entering a new era of propaganda and a reluctance to engage in free debate. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.